am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, September 27, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, and we will talk about that a little bit. Today, we will continue actually from yesterday. We'll finish the Lego propaganda exploration. Lego is an old school bad guy outlet mouthpiece. It's interesting, you know, Larkin, Texas mentioned recently the resource, the website crossroad.to. And again, if you're not familiar, the website maintained by Andy and Barrett Chose. If you're not familiar with what the Crossroad is, it's mentioned there on the homepage. Crossroad. But it's a great resource, and it explains, well, let me just read from the website. We hope to provide vital facts and biblical encouragement that will help you prepare for a global union that shows little tolerance for Christian faith. You will find resources that demonstrate and document the cultural shift from a Christian to a global paradigm, the classroom shift from fact and logic to feeling and imagination. That's funny. That's exactly what is in view with the exploration of Lego's Rebuild the World campaign and what Lego is all about. We will finish the video, the Lego video, today that we began yesterday, the hidden meaning of the Lego movie. But, you know, this is not something new or mysterious per se. It's something that has been revealed. The classroom shift from fact and logic to feeling and imagination. And, you know, that is playing out. It's being made to seem like this is normal in every setting of life. You know, for example, in church, there is the rise in the emergent church stuff, the charismatic stuff, the new apostolic reformation, which is not new, is not apostolic, etc., etc. The things that are, you know, Pentecostal that are not. It's always the reinvention of, or the redefining of terms with the same old nonsense in view. But it's gaining traction, it seems. So just to kind of finish this, to round out these points here that are mentioned at crossroad.to, we hope to provide vital facts and biblical encouragement that will help you prepare for a global union that shows little tolerance for Christian faith. You will find resources. Well, before I finish the list of resources that demonstrate and document these things, this, I will say it again, I've said it a few times, this broadcast sounds more and more like something on a Sunday morning or maybe a Wednesday night, Wednesday evening. But that's the world we're living in. I think there was a time not so long ago when it was important to remind people of these things, but today we are living in the age where, in one sense, America has sort of departed from the faith, but in another sense, it's just the, you know, in the words of Manly Palmer Hall, the secret destiny of America. America was always intended by old school bad guy types, you know, from Plato to John Dee to Francis Bacon to Hall. We've heard that America was always intended to be the new Atlantis, incubating the sheep-dipped wolf, the Hellenizing influence of old, reuniting the world under the common cause of rebellion against God Almighty that you read about in Psalm 2. Somehow, you know, we just seem to keep forgetting that the shiny, flashy, fallen rebel and company masquerade as angels of light and ostensibly good works that you read about in 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. Not to mention the more recently highlighted tactic of gaslighting the world as to his very existence. And, you know, you think of Charles Baudelaire, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he does not exist, which was paraphrased in The Usual Suspects as the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. So here we are. And, the Lord God Almighty, His Word, the Holy Spirit, the whole armor of God, and the weapons of unseen warfare are our best defenses. So, you know, corresponding passages in my mind, the Lord God Almighty, Isaiah 52:12, he goes before us and is our rear guard. His Word, John chapter 1, the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I refer to that as the secret decoder ring. The whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, of course, and the weapons of unseen warfare is commonly thought of, you know, as the passage, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Those are our best defenses. So, I mean, here we are. The problem that I think the struggle we face, there are patriotic folks who call themselves Christians who think that there is some kind of a political or an intellectual solution to a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual battle, first and foremost. So enough about that. Finishing the thought, you will find at crossroad.to resources that demonstrate and document the cultural shift from a Christian to a global paradigm. We're all supposed to be good, you know, world citizens thinking globally and acting locally, right? No thanks. No thanks. The classroom shift from fact and logic to feeling and imagination, which will be in view here today as we finish the video, The Hidden Meaning of the Lego Movie. Why feeling and imagination instead of fact and logic? There are a variety of answers to that. The growing acceptance of a code of ethics that bans biblical truth. It's interesting also to note there are a lot of podcasts and things and people who discuss, you know, books that we should read or shouldn't read. How many people are just reading the Bible? I think I mentioned this yesterday. When you go and try to purchase a Bible, these days there are so many different study Bibles and, you know, let alone translations. But increasingly, you get the study Bible or the life application Bible is a popular one. You can get that in any translation you want. And what happens is, you know, there is this debate over Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, for example, which she said was inspired by God Calling, which was a received work, essentially the product of automatic writing. That's demonic. That's a different God calling. So it sounds like a different Jesus calling. So there is this debate. You know, people will say, for example, that Sarah Young's Jesus Calling is a devotional. It's not scripture. It's not the inspired and errant word of God. However, I mean, we can agree perhaps to disagree on that. But what happens psychologically, this is why I've been saying for a while now, the issue is meta. Information about information. What happens when someone reads that? They perceive it in a particular way. They take it in a particular way. Most people will not be scrutinizing and discerning and say, well, hold on a second. You know, it's written from the perspective as if Jesus is saying these words. Therefore, it's putting itself on par with Scripture. That is heretical, even apostate. Especially when you consider the fact that she said she wanted more, as some people have noted, she wanted more. So the revealed Word of God is not enough. That's apostate, looking for something, you know, departing essentially from the enough that God has given us. As people have mentioned, you could search the scriptures daily for your entire life and never plumb the depths. So in a similar fashion, these, you know, study guides and life application things, and they become a substitute that are viewed as people, since these things are sort of commingled with the Bible. I mean, you get the Life Application Bible, for example, is all the notes and things along with Scripture. And so it's sort of lumped in. And there are times where people are not discerning and become susceptible to commingling things or putting the traditions of men, for example, or the teachings of men on par with the scriptures themselves. And that is error. So that's the danger. And then there is a sort of corresponding uptick, since we're moving in the direction of self, a narcissistic world that you read about in the, you know, the difficult days that will come in 2 Peter 3 or, what is it? Is it 1 Timothy 4? Yeah. This kind of thing. You know, and other places, obviously, that you read about this stuff, you know, 2 Timothy 3, same kind of thing. Lovers of self. I would say we've gone through the narcissistic generation to the solipsistic generation. There's nothing that exists but me. Everyone else that I encounter is a non-player character kind of thing. As we move in that direction, there is the pursuit of the church of the itching ear, so to speak. People want to hear what they want to hear, and they'll seek it out. And so in Exodus 20 sort of fashion, when Moses comes down from Mount Sinai and says, let's go talk to God. He comes down with the Ten Commandments. He says, let's go talk to God, guys. It's going to be great. And they say, you talk to us. We got a party to get to, man. We got stuff to do. We got a calf to make and all this kind of stuff. You talk to us, Moses, lest we perish. Because they know they'll be convicted. And because of their impure hearts, destruction will ultimately be their lot. Which gets back to this concept of, you know, shift from fact and logic to feeling and imagination. Anyway, they want someone in between. They want Moses in between them and God. And that's what we end up doing. We find these books and things. It sounds good, but why aren't we just reading that one book instead? Why do we need a book about a book? We can just dispense with all of the noise and just read his book. I mean, imagine standing before God and he says, so what did you think of my book? Well, I didn't really have time to read that. I had all these other books to read. It's kind of absurd. So to finish the list, crossroad.to, resources that demonstrate and document the cultural shift from a Christian to a global paradigm, the classroom shift from fact and logic to feeling and imagination. Again, that's the focus with the Lego stuff in view here, the hidden meaning of the Lego movie. It's all about feeling and imagination. But what is the message and what is the point? What is the view behind it? The growing acceptance of a code of ethics that bans biblical truth, how movies, television, and classrooms promote a global spirituality. That's similarly in focus here. Why the consensus process turn young and old against absolute truth, and that is everywhere. That's sociocracy. That's communitarianism. That's obviously the Delphi technique. That has been widely discussed, and people have observed it, seen it themselves, but we still forget. This continues to happen. And finally, why many Christians are conforming to this transformational process? By degrees. You know, it reminds me of that 1974 article in the Council on Foreign Relations periodical Foreign Affairs by Richard N. Gardner, titled The Hard Road to World Order. And he said the old-fashioned frontal assault, we're not going to do that. We're going to do an end run bit by bit. And then he said, you know, to quote William James, old school bad guy William James, it'll be like a great booming, buzzing confusion. And then behind the scenes, gradually, we'll knit these things together. We'll make all of this stuff, all of these organizations and things, but from behind the scenes, they'll all be coordinated. And then finally, the dust will settle, and this interlocking thing that you read about at crossroad.to, this agenda will be finally revealed, brought into full view, as guys like Albert Pike have written about, for example. So anyway, there are a couple of housekeeping issues that I think we should address before we get back to the video. And we'll do that. I think we'll do that in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Just to finish the crossroad.to point on the website, just to finish that little section you read following what I mentioned in the last segment. Today's transformation calls for many such on his promises. When we trust and follow him, he will lead us in triumph no matter what challenges we face. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Remember what God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And just as a final, maybe a, you know, a little bit of humor, if I may, a little, a bit of levity. the end of the book of Joshua, to I believe, is the first recorded takeaway close. If you're a person who understands the sales process and that vernacular, you know what the takeaway close is. And that's what Joshua is doing. You know, he basically says, you know, in verse 14 and 15, for example, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." And in verse 15 and 16, well, in verse 15, he says, "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your father, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." And anyway, he goes on and he says, "If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done good to you." The people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore put away the foreign gods which are in your midst, and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." So, interesting stuff. Takeaway. "Nah, it's probably too hard for you guys. You can't do it." "No, we will do it. We will do it." Okay, you said it. It's on you. No trickery involved. You guys chose. So, I feel like a couple of bits of housekeeping. I feel like I need to repent publicly. I've mentioned the likes of Louis Giglio, NAR member and Knight of Malta, Rick Joyner. I've talked about the controversy a little bit with these guys, and you know, maybe or probably a few others of the New Age Little God heretics and these people. And whatever good I can find that they have said, and there are some things that I think are perhaps worth listening to, it's overshadowed by the troubling aspects of what they have said. So I'm just going to renounce all of that summarily and say, you know what? Belay my last, as they say. I would like to repeat Lynn's offer, but I don't feel like I can articulate it simply enough. So Lynn, if you want to call in and do that, if you want to remind us, I think that's a very generous offer that bears repeating. I think it's a wonderful thing, and RBN could definitely use the help and the support of listeners. Obviously, this is a listener-funded network. We don't have Ford Foundation grants. There is no Knight Foundation grant on the way. And that's pretty much it. I think that another thing that we need to be reminded of is that our attention should be directed locally. I know Patrick Wood is, you know, there's the citizen ninja agenda to sort of counter the technocratic and communitarian efforts. But ultimately, again, in my humble estimation, it is first and foremost a spiritual battle. Those are the implements that should be in focus first and foremost. But you know, what is happening in our local communities if we allow our attention to be hijacked by strategy of tension episodes on a grand scale, then we have to wonder what's happening behind us while we're focused on that. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We have the serendipitous good fortune of having Lynn call in. So let's go to the phones. Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Chris. I heard you, so thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to ask anybody who would like to give a donation in memory of Pat from Fort Worth, Texas. You know, I have no doubt that she was a faithful
I think we lost you for a second. I think you cut out there when you said you have no doubt that she is what?
I said I have no doubt that she was a faithful supporter of RBN. Besides all of her participation that we all enjoyed. So you know, it certainly added to everything. So I hear her voice in my head all the time, and I miss her. So if anybody would like to give a donation in memory of Pat from Fort Worth, who passed away, what I told RBN I would do was to add 5% to the amount of anybody's donation plus $1 per donor. It just as an example, if you were to donate $100, they would receive an additional $6, $5 for the 5% and $1 per donor, or $20. they would, if you gave $20, you'd receive an extra $2. They would receive another $2 from me. And also, let's try to remember to keep Pat's son. I know she used to talk about her son in our prayers because I'm sure he's grieving, as are the rest of her friends and those of us who miss her. And to donate to RBN, I'll just give the information real quick. If he doesn't have it, just make sure to let RBN know it's in memory of Pat so that they can let me know how much. And they're not going to give me any of your personal information. I mean, an initial or something, you know, but nothing else. You can donate on the website, which is republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call the RBN's office by dialing 800-724-2719 and press extension 3 for the board ops. Or you can send a check or cash, and remember to just make a note to put in memory for Pat, and mail it to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. They won't get it otherwise. Suite 302. At least they don't get packages. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And thank you to Julie, Sam, Frank, and Mike for all they do and for our hosts. And thank you very much, Chris, for giving me an opportunity. And please, folks, feel free to share that. You don't have to remember my name. Just say, you know, another listener is going to add 5% to anybody's donation. And there's no donation too small. None. You know, whatever you would like to give in memory of Pat would be greatly welcomed. So, you know, I'm sure she appreciated all of us, too, because we all keep each other thinking and praying, obviously.
Amen.
So thank you so much. And thank you, Chris, for the opportunity.
So you're welcome. And thank you, Lynn, very much. So the note should read basically in memory of Pat.
Yeah. Just make sure you write Pat on. Put a note in if you send cash, and it's through the end of the month. So if you're going to write a check, you might call the board ops and let them know that the check's on the way.
So the offer ends October 1, basically. Good through the end of the month.
Through the end of the month, but if you mail a check, it may not get there by then.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Okay.
And if you're hearing this in the future and you want to do it, I'm sure somebody will remember and let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Because we all are the Ford Foundation, obviously not.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Exactly.
But we appreciate everybody, and especially you and the other host, Chris. Thank you so much for all you do for us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. Toodaloo, Kangaroo. Bye.
Bye for now. All right. Before we pick back up, let's go back to the phones. Ken in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, so you're in, like, the northwest Montana, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be in the Spokane Valley area, but couldn't handle it anymore, and I retreated back to Texas, so...
It's real interesting what's going on. You know, there are people going from Spokane to Texas. There are people coming from Texas to Montana. It's an interesting little migratory pattern that we have going on.
Yeah, I noticed that too, and I decided that it doesn't really matter where you go, so I kind of wish I'd stayed up there.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, do you have... Do you see many Montana license plates down there?
No. There have been a lot of people that have moved from the Seattle area down here, though.
Yep.
And I'm in severe west, northwest Texas. And so it's quite a bit different. You know, it's like high desert plains. You know, southern plains area. And so we're at I always get a kick out of this. The airport here in Lubbock is 3,200 feet above sea level. So I think that's kind of funny when you talk about Texas like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I really miss the Pacific Northwest, though, because, you know, within an hour or a couple of hours, you can be in multiple different ski lifts or multiple different lakes, drive through the mountain and the trees and all of that. I have to admit, it's quite a bit different to be on a flat plain, flat mm-hmm. for as far as you can drive for most of the day.
There are also golf courses. There are some legendary golfers from Texas, but the Spokane area, as I'm sure you know, you know, if you spend time in the Spokane area and you play golf, you get spoiled. You don't realize that, there isn't that much great golf in one area and many other places, and B, it used to be extremely affordable in comparison to just about everywhere else. It's gotten, you know, it's the cost has increased and been, you know, come up to somewhat on par of other places in the country, but it's still
no pun intended, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's still pretty affordable by comparison.
Well, it's completely and totally different down here. Even on the most luscious courses, most of the fairways are all, you know, lumpy, weedy type grass, whereas up there it's lush green grass that you know, you would go broke watering that kind of grass down here if it would even survive.
Yeah.
So it's very dry and dusty here and windy, but you kind of get used to it because you have great sunsets and big thunderhead clouds with big lightning bolts and all that kind of Texas-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of trade one for the other, but I don't think there's anywhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You can't go anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
That you're not going to run into the same problems.
Yeah, and that's the hard reality, and that's why I say that, you know, that's exactly what I was saying in the last segment, that we need to focus on what's happening in our local communities. Because
absolutely, yeah. I could kick myself for running from the game in Washington State, because Washington State is like Northern California now.
Oh, my goodness.
But
yeah.
The irony, though, is that most of Washington, especially eastern Washington, is very conservative. You know, it's mm-hmm. farming communities and so on.
Yeah.
It's the two big counties over on the west side that drive the body politic mm-hmm. And drive the state into the ground, you know, making an annexation of California. And you know, the governor kind of reflects that.
So I think there are two things that happen generally. My sort of anecdotal observation, there are people who migrate with the best of intentions, so to speak, and come from, you know, less desirable places. I call them the refugees that have fled certain tyrannical places, but they don't realize that they sort of did it to themselves. And it reminds me of Thomas Jefferson talking about immigration, you know. In Notes on Virginia, he in talking about encouraging rapid population growth, essentially, he said they will bring with them the principles of the governments they leave, imbibed in their early youth, or if able to throw them off, it will be in exchange for an unbounded licentiousness, passing as is usual from one extreme to another. It would be a miracle were they to stop precisely at the point of temperate liberty. And there is, you know, they have all of this stuff that they don't realize they're bringing, so they flee these places and they go to somewhere really nice and they say, oh, this is great, we had to get away. And then 10 minutes later they're saying, well, how come we don't have this, we don't have that? You know, if you want those, go back to where you had them. There's a reason, probably, they don't have those in this new place. And so they infect that new place with these ideas. And a lot of times those people will, because they have those ideas, they'll end up trying to run for some public office. I think there should be some kind of a moratorium on that. I think if you move to certain places, maybe it should be like a Senate term, like for 6 years you can't run for some public office until you really sort of, you know, assimilate yourself to that place. And I was born in Libby, Montana. I see this kind of stuff happening there. There is one particular business. When they moved in, there were it's a couple of people in particular who came from outside that local community, started a business. The next thing you know, they're trying to get involved in politics. And you could see right out of the gates, their involvement was self-directed. I would say primarily, you know, they got signage and things like public signage for their own business that they just started in the community approved. And I just knew it was trouble. Right now, Libby is dealing with that. And a bunch of people are, there's a large public outcry, a growing outcry, I would say. And people are up in arms saying, who does this person, who do these people think they are? And I think the second thing that goes along with those who don't mean any harm is those with malicious intent who do similar things. They show up with the intent of changing things, and they think they can get away with it because, you know, most of the good people, so to speak, of these sleepy bedroom communities across America are pretty good-natured and pretty they just want to be left alone, and they want to leave others alone. They don't want to, you know, be on this communitarian agenda of trying to force, you know, and bend everyone to some agenda.
Yeah, it's really loosely the definition of insanity, because you move here and you move there each time expecting a different result.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, everywhere I go, there I am.
Exactly. exactly.
But lest I have a synaptic gap failure, I better, what I wanted to talk about was two things, not that I don't enjoy our conversation. I could talk all day, but I don't want to monopolize your time. Two things I think that are really critical to help people wake up, because I don't think that most people who attend, air quotes, church even realize what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, not at all. Absolutely clueless that if you go to a church that's a 501c3 corporation, you're defining yourself by monetary perspective. And so
render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right. I would go so far as to say you're not a church, you're actually a financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the first thing that people need to wake up and smell the coffee on. And the second is, I think something that would be extremely helpful is to relentlessly and repetitively talk about on every show on RBN, always make a comment about some aspect of it, is June 8th, 1967. USS Liberty, because I really believe that if people really knew their history about that, it would help them to realize who's who and who's do, so to speak. Because it's so far gone now that, you know, all the secret information has, you know, surfaced about who did what and, you know, what the issues were there. Oh, I hear my time is up. So those are the two things I wanted to get out, and I want to say thank you, appreciate what you do, and look forward to talking to you again.
I appreciate it, and I look forward to it as well. Thanks, Ken, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. You know, speaking of all of this stuff, I mean, there are folks who remember to Ken's points. First of all, a 501c3 organization as a financial institution reminds me of the book, They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, Render Unto Caesar What Is Caesar's, What Can You Not Criticize? And for that matter, you know, what is the term for the pastors that Homeland Security has recruited? I forget the official designation of those, but it's interesting how that's all sort of worked out. And then, of course, you know, my mind goes to the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, that are theosophical and theosophical organizations in nature. Anyway, there's that. On the liberty, you know, we're encouraged to never forget. Let me back up. A bit of levity. Texas Golf, Ben Hogan, you know, when Ben Hogan was asked about the secret for his consistency, he would always answer, I dug it out of the dirt. That's kind of what we were getting at, I think, when Ken and I were talking about that. On the liberty, there are, you know, again, there are folks who remember at Allison Weir's site, If Americans Knew, you know, they have the that section on the USS Liberty. James Perloff has done some great stuff. You know, he usually reminds us on a regular basis. He did this year. On this day in 1967, the Israeli military attacked the USS Liberty. Here's his 2014 post on it. And, you know, what we really need to understand is why. What was that all about? And read what James Perloff wrote about that back in 2014. And there are other things that he's written about it. The Intercept had an interesting article. Not that Pierre Omidyar is necessarily our friend, but 50 years later, NSA keeps details of Israel's USS Liberty attack secret. New Snowden documents provide precious few new details about an incident that remains shrouded and controversial. Yeah, that's an interesting read. And, you know, speaking of, you know, never forget, sort of, I always think of the UNHRC, the United Nations Human Rights Council. I'm not a fan, particularly. It's ultimately, I would say, a bad guy cutout. But like all things un-UN, but, you know, there's that section titled Israel and Palestine, the special rapporteur on the question of Palestine to the previous UNCHR, the current UNHRC, and the General Assembly was between 2001 and 2008. John Duggard Bayesky quotes him as saying that his mandate is to, quote, investigate human rights violations by Israel, not by Palestinians. And there is an effort to make a permanent, you know, the council voted on June 30, 2006 to make a review of alleged human rights abuses by Israel a permanent feature of every council session. And don't forget about Saudi Arabia either while we're at it, our two dearest allies in the region. Maybe we'll know them by the company they keep. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.